This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden Saturday outlined his administration's plan to fight the coronavirus pandemic, which includes mandatory mask wearing on federal properties and public transport and a mass vaccination campaign. Speaking during a virtual U.S. conference at mayors of the U.S. biggest cities, Biden urged citizens to wear face masks for 100 days until April, saying that experts estimate that as many as 50,000 lives could be saved by the measure. He called on mayors to work with the administration and make sure people respect the rules, including social distancing. The Biden administration also released its strategy of vaccinating 100 million people in its first 100 days. The president further laid out a two-step plan for the U.S. economic recovery, which includes new social financial benefits and $350 billion U.S. dollars to local government to keep workers on the job. Mexico's president says the President Biden has told him the U.S. would send $4 billion to help development in Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala. Hardships in those nations have spawned tides of migration through Mexico toward the United States. Biden made his initial calls to foreign leaders on Friday with Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Mexico's Andrés Manuel López Obrador first on the list. The Canadian Prime Minister this week publicly expressed disappointment over Biden's decision to issue an executive order halting construction of the Keystone XL oil pipeline, which was continued under the former Trump administration. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. has reaffirmed support for Taiwan following China's dispatch of warplanes near the island in an apparent attempt to intimidate its democratic government and test American resolve. State Department says it notes with concern the pattern of China's ongoing attempts to intimidate its neighbors, including Taiwan. Taiwan's Defense Ministry says China Saturday sent 8 bombers capable of carrying nuclear weapons and 4 fighter jets just southwest of the island. It's part of a long-standing pattern of Chinese incursions aimed at pressuring the government of the President Tsai Ing-wen and to caving in to Beijing's demand that she recognize Taiwan as part of Chinese territory. Police detained over 2,000 people and used force to break up rallies across Russia Saturday as tens of thousands of protesters ignored the extreme cold and police warnings to demand the release of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. Navalny had called on his supporters to protest after being arrested last weekend as he returned to Russia from Germany for the first time since being poisoned with the nerve agent he says was slipped to him by state security agents in August. The authorities had warned people to stay away from Saturday's protests, saying they risk catching COVID-19 as well as prosecution and possible jail time for attending an unauthorized event. A Chinese city has brought 2,600 treatment rooms online as the city's north battles new clusters of coronavirus. The single occupancy rooms in the city of Nangong and in the province outside of Beijing are each equipped with their own heaters, toilets, showers, and other amenities. Special attention has been paid to that province because of its proximity to the capital, and the province has locked down large areas to prevent further spread of the virus. The U.S. Census Bureau is suspending efforts to create neighborhood-level statistics on the citizenship and age of residents using 2020 census data. The announcement is the latest rollback of Trump administration's census-related initiatives that critics feared would be used to favor Republicans and whites during the drawing of state and local districts. Larry King, who quizzed thousands of world leaders, politicians, and entertainers for CNN and other news outlets in a career spanning more than 6 decades, died at the age of 87. King had been in hospitals in Los Angeles with a COVID-19 infection, according to several media reports. He had endured health problems for many years, including a near-fatal stroke in 2019 and diabetes as well. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.